Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our service of Holy Communion. And we welcome visitors in particular. All of you are most welcome. Sunday school and creche have recommenced this morning, and the younger people will be joining us later on during the service before the administration of Holy Communion. Just one change for the Pew News. The commissioning of organisational leaders will take place after we have received Holy Communion. This is to enable the Sunday school teachers and the creche coordinator to be part of the commissioning, and that will happen towards the end of the service. Those of you who send in articles for the Columban, please note that the deadline for the October edition is this Wednesday at tea time. All articles, please, to Billy McAlpine. And the Mothers Union afternoon group are meeting tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. in the choir vestry to be entertained by Sharon Dixon from the Tully Carnot Yarn Spinners. Afternoon tea to follow, and all are welcome. Next Saturday at 9:30, there's going to be a work party down around the grounds of the church hall. It's quite overgrown, and we do want to tidy all of this up before the new season gets fully underway. Brian Atchison is coordinating it, and if you can come along at 9:30, please bring some gardening tools and gloves with you and to get involved in clearing some of the area of overgrowth in the hall vicinity. Do please contact Brian. He's a sides person today at the back of church before you leave, and all support will be hugely welcomed and appreciated next Saturday at 9:30. We observe now a few moments' silence.
Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these in the law of our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Let us pray in silence for a moment. And in the silence, we reflect over the past week or days, asking God's forgiveness for all our past failures and asking for his strength and his peace to serve him better. And so we confess. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We stand for the Gloria. Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church with thy perpetual mercy, And because the frailty of man without thee cannot but fall, keep us ever by thy help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In this reading, we hear about thanksgiving and exhortation. The epistle is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved of the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in our truth. For this purpose he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
About the wise and foolish builders. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a new arrival. If only you could see your faces now. If only you could see what I could see high up in this pulpit. We have a new arrival. But it's not in the rectory. With all new arrivals, there is a sense of expectation, there's a sense of excitement, there's a sense of anticipation. You've got a due date, something new is about to happen, and you're working towards it. And we've seen all of this preparation being unveiled all around us, and the due date was Monday, September the 3rd. And this new arrival has a unique colour, a unique shape, a unique size, with a unique specification. What am I talking about? The glider. Monday, the 3rd of September, the glider was wheeled out for passengers, real live passengers. We've seen it going up and down the road for weeks, with the drivers under instruction. And now, for all of us, the date came. I waited till Thursday. And I needed to check, how do you go about the glider? Because I don't have yet one of those travel passes that some of you have. I would have to work out about paying for the ticket. And so Thursday came, and I had a journey to make from here to the Royal Hospital, and could I do it on the glider faster than the car? And so I went off peak, quiet time of day. Up I went to Ballyhackamore with my card, got on, money all organised. I was no sooner on, and a revenue protection officer appeared. Now, everybody was wondering, have we done the tickets correctly? Are we going to be in trouble? What happens if we haven't done the ticket correctly? I'm sitting there as rector of St. Columba's Knock, produced the tickets. Everybody was talking to everybody. Up comes this chap, good afternoon, how are you all getting on? How are you getting on with the glider? Can I have your ticket? And we all got a tick. Tickets all worked, and all the passengers were talking to each other about their experiences, asking questions, and this revenue protection officer answering all the questions. People were talking together, and I got from here to the Royal Hospital in 22 minutes, faster than my car, and back again. Even got on the right bus. But people have been embracing the glider, a new way of going, rapid, quick, moving along. And bus lanes are great if you're in the bus. The next day I was in the car. I was a different experience. Hard work, efficiency, careful planning, attention to detail, The gliders started last Monday. People are getting used to it, and everyone is helping each other. What a wonderful model that is for church. Everyone talking to each other, everyone helping each other. How are you getting on? And on this day, when we recommence so many of our parish organisations and the commissioning of leaders later on in this service, it got me thinking, how good are we at talking to one another, and how good are we at actually connecting with one another? Because we can come and go, can't we? In and out of church, in and out of organisations, but do we actually stop? A bit like all the staff and the glider. But how are you getting on? And I wonder, could we do better now going forward as we take this new beginning, this fresh start, this new arrival of opportunity of serving God to a higher level? Somebody in a nearby church was very smart. Very, very smart. And they took the word glider, and those of you who live in the Stormont area would know exactly what I'm going to say next. And they came up with these words: God's love is deep, everlasting, redeeming. Have you even written it down? And isn't that right? God's love is deep, everlasting, redeeming. As we receive the love of Christ, as we receive the love of God, how good are we at reflecting that out through our words and through our actions to make a difference as we seek to serve God? All of this is crucially important. Two situations recently, I've seen this in action in our streets. One in Ballyhackamore, when we had the explosion in the new restaurant that was in what we know well as the Wingrove. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, an explosion. Not quite what we are used to in Ballyhackamore. And what was very unique was people coming together in that community to help everybody in very difficult, worrying and anxious times. Businesses supporting businesses, customers supporting customers, passers-by stopping to help. We've seen the Primark store in Belfast burnt to a shell. When that fire, we saw all over here the smoke billowing. As that fire was raging and getting worse and worse, businesses in downtown Belfast were doing what they could to offer support. Coffee shops, restaurants supplying coffee, supplying food, and all the passers-by doing what they could to assist the firefighters, the emergency services, getting involved as best they could. Wonderful examples of togetherness, of a united front, of God's love being reflected through people thinking of other people and doing what they could to make a difference in the hour of need. How can we connect what it is we do here to make a difference? Yes, the glider's here. Yes, it is perhaps making a difference. Yes, that approach gives us a wake-up call. How are you getting on? Trying to make it easy. Trying to make it a way of going without stress or anxiety. Because all of us had to start in church at one stage ourselves. All of us joined St. Columba's for the first time at some stage many years ago. And how do we go about making it accessible to newcomers coming in today? God's love is deep, everlasting, redeeming. Yes. The challenge for us is, how do we connect all of that with people? Not just on the good days, but also on the challenging days. Because we don't know for sure what is going on in anybody's life at any particular moment in time. But one thing will make a difference. If we can choose the right words and offer support that will encourage and will engage that person, because the wrong word, the wrong approach, or ignoring somebody will have potentially damaging consequences for that person and for the church and for the love of God. So let's up the bar. Let's connect with God's love as we are reminded in the college for today to be steadfast in faith and active in service. The glider gives us a model. The staff are doing it. The passengers are embracing it. Let's take all of that and through adversity in Ballyhackamore and the centre of Belfast, united front offering hope. Let's do it here in St. Columba's Knock. And now to God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. On this Back to Church Sunday, we will be using the second form of intercessions, which can be found on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer, or on page 151 of the large print edition. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, strengthen your church in all the world. Renew the life of this diocese of Down and Dromore. In our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for St. John's Church in Lurgan and their rector, John White. Bless Harold, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader. Today, we pray for all the parish organizations. We pray for guidance, enthusiasm, and inspiration for the leaders, and for enjoyment and fellowship for all involved. Bless everyone in our parish, St. Columba's, and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of creation, look with favour upon the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace, and bless Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in authority. Lord, may those in positions of power and authority be filled with wisdom and understanding, so that there might be peace and harmony among all people. We pray today for the people of Sweden as they vote in their general election. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. We remember in our prayers all those businesses and employees who are facing uncertainty following the recent fire in Belfast. We pray too for ongoing support to local businesses in this area. As we start another academic year, we pray for all those children who have started new classes and new schools. Be with all young people who are starting further education and those who are uncertain about their future. We give thanks for all teaching staff in schools, colleges, and universities, and pray that they use their skills and talents to stimulate learning, inquiry, and the gaining of wisdom for our next generation. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves, enable us to serve our families and friends, and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering or injured. Be with those who have any special need. We pray for all known to us who are ill at home or in hospital. All people who have uncertainty in their lives, regardless of cause. All people who are alone and those who are waiting for tests or treatment. May they know your comfort and consolation, your care and your love, and deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of eternity, we remember before you all those who are missing from our lives and all who have influenced us. Bind us together by your Holy Spirit, in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand for the peace. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So may the peace of the Lord be always with you. work and I repay the Lord for all the benefits he has given to me, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we have received these tokens of your promise. May we who have been nourished with holy things live as faithful heirs of your promised kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
I'm going to invite the congregation to be seated for a moment, and I'm going to invite the parish organizational leaders to come forward for the commissioning. And the Sunday school children are just about to come in along with the teachers. So I'm going to invite the leaders to come forward, please. A key part of our ministry and work in St. Columba's is the work that is done with the parish organisations. And we are most grateful for the great support of the leaders, their assistant leaders, those who work with their committees, and those who are involved in different aspects of the organisations, which are open not just to our own parishioners, but also are open to members of the wider community. And we do have a very good ecumenical membership of all of our organisations, and we're doing this at this point so we can include the Sunday school and the creche coordinator in the commissioning. Earlier on, I was talking about the glider and the transport and the ease of transport between East and West and West and East Belfast. The good news for all of us is, as we journey, we don't journey on our own. And as church people, we need to be very focused on that God is with us. And we do give thanks, as we heard in our gospel reading today, that we have an opportunity to build our house on a rock, with Christ being the rock, to be able to give us the strength and the support that we need, no matter what comes our way. As God is with us, as God travels with us on our journey, we have a return to make on that, because we have to travel as well. Not much use the glider going up and down our roads if it's going up and down empty, if people aren't on it. Not much use God being there if we're not also with God and travelling along with him. And so on this Back to Church Sunday, on this Sunday of commissioning our leaders, our teachers and our coordinators, we give thanks that Christ is our rock. We give thanks that God is with us. We give thanks for all the opportunity to serve. But we have to connect with all of that. We've got to say yes to God. We've got to get on board, and we've got to travel, knowing that God is with us to give us what we need to get us through each day. And as we receive God's love, so we're called to share God's love. And through you as organizational leaders, with your membership, with your committees, and also not just to be complacent with that to which you have at present, how can you further invite more people to be part of your organisations, and how can they grow and develop? And also the same to our congregation. How often have we, a bit like those staff on the glider, how often have we said, how are you getting on? Will you come on board? That glider has come at the right time. But may it not just be those vehicles, may we be the vehicles for God here in this church. And now it's up to all of us to connect. And so I invite the congregation to stand. So to the leaders and our Sunday school teachers and our creche coordinator, we've come together today to commission our parish organisation and leaders and all those involved in the youth ministry and the ministry of this parish for the coming year. As leaders in this parish, you have a great responsibility in the example you set both in your everyday life and in your spiritual life to live for God and in his service. The role of a leader and Sunday school teacher is one which is highly respected and appreciated within the service of the church and should be seen and undertaken in this way. You've been duly appointed by the parish to serve as organizational leaders and Sunday school teachers. Your brothers and sisters in Christ have come to support you as you begin your ministry here this year. Your service is among people, especially in your particular parish organization and Sunday school class. So we encourage you to see them with his eyes of love. Your ministry is to the church, especially in this place of St. Columba's. So we summon you to seek the well-being of Christ's body, in whose name you work. Your bondage is to Christ, who promises you his perfect freedom. So we call you to give yourself wholeheartedly to the task he gives you. The ministry God calls you to fulfill is part of the ministry of all baptized people. So we invite you to seek the support and prayers of those who share with you in the ministry of God. We commit you to God's care. Relying on the mercies of God and following in his ways, will you do your best to fulfill the calling you accept today?
With the help of God, I will.
Seeking to preserve the unity of the church and the honour of Christ's name, will you submit yourself to those placed over you in this work?
With the help of God, I will.
Knowing the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, will you work in his strength and witness to God's love in the way you serve?
With the help of God, I will.
Almighty God, bless, preserve, and keep you. Pour out upon you the riches of his grace and settle you in the faith, for the glory of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Every blessing to all of you in your work. Thank you in anticipation for what it is you are about to give to this church and to the community. And I hope for all of you it will be a year of growth, a year of development, and a year of conquering new heights as we connect ever deeper and ever stronger in our journey to share the love of God one with another. Let us pray.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.